This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you want to enter, the code word today is stadium. So text the word stadium to 20357. That's 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. But if you want to win these awesome tickets, text the word stadium to 20357. Give you a Panthers update. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I said this earlier. I'm going to say it again. Everything you need to know is up at FloridaPanthers.com, and you just click on Playoff Central. So, again, everything from coaches' press conferences to how to buy tickets, which go on sale tomorrow at 3 p.m., single-game tickets. Everything is there. Your Stanley Cup hub is FloridaPanthers.com, and just click on Playoff Central. Big Head Hockey, by the way, posted Florida Panthers points this postseason. Sasha Barkov, 17. Sam Bennett, 16. Tkachuk, 16. Verhaeghe, 14. Marchand, 14. Reinhardt, 13. Etu Lösterinen, 13. Anton Lundell, 12. Ekblad and Rodriguez, 11. 10 different players with 11 or more points. That's staggering.
Moeller, Hawk, was pretty well-spoken in the fact that he was basically calling the Panthers a dynasty. I know he didn't want to say it.
I mean, they're a juggernaut. if you don't want to call them a dynasty yet, they're a juggernaut.
Because I'm reading yesterday on NHL Reddit, and everybody's like, I don't know who's going to beat this Panthers team. They don't know. They're like, okay, when does this end? They're trying to map it out. When does this end? And everybody's like, yeah, the Panthers are going to dominate the Eastern Conference for the next 5 to 6 years. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, they're legit a dynasty then. For sure.
Feels like it. It feels like we're at the cusp of being able to call them a dynasty. Obviously, they have now gone to 3 Stanley Cup final in a row. If they win and they've won 2 in a row, like, you know, I hate the word, but that's dynastic.
That's dynastic, Hawk. Yeah.
And the notion that they're not going to have to break it up. Yeah, you start to go, wow, this team, like, wow.
And what's crazy is, okay, we're so focused on Brad Marchand. Is he going to come back next year? Think of the other guys around the NHL who are at similar stages in their career, like a Brad Marchand, who want to go chase a ring, who want to go win a cup. They're going to want to come to Florida. That's the craziest part to me.
Paul Bissonnette had a weird take last night. I don't know if you saw it on TNT, but he was like, you know, someone's going to need to address the fact that they've got no state income tax and it gives them an unfair advantage. And there were guys on the panel. They're like, well, wait a second. They've always had this advantage. Where were the players when they were terrible for 20 plus years? Like, that's not a fair statement to make. Like, they've got an advantage over other teams because they have no state income tax. And then the panelist was like, well, then how much value are you giving to Hockey City? I mean, why wouldn't someone want to go play for Toronto where they live and breathe hockey? You're a hero. You can make more money in endorsements than you will in South Florida playing in a hockey metro like Toronto. Are we going to, like, I laugh, you know, I laugh watching the give and take because we do like it when it's in our benefit to say, hey, I mean, you should come here. There's no state income tax. Mm-hmm. But Paul Bissonnette was saying yesterday, he's like, this needs to be addressed somehow because it's an unfair competitive advantage. And they were like, well, no, wait a second. There's advantages to any city you can think of. Like you could make a case for a city. You could make a case against a city. So no one needs to address anything when it comes to Florida.
How come he wasn't saying that when it was a Tampa Bay Lightning winning Stanley Cups?
Right. Same state.
It's got to drive people in Toronto nuts, right? That Florida is doing this. The two Florida teams, the country, I almost said the state, the country of Canada has not hoisted a Stanley Cup since 93. Do I have that right? 93?
Montreal.
In a minute.
And Florida has three combined in the last 6 years and six consecutive trips to the Stanley Cup final. Oh, man. Like, that has to kill people up in Canada, right? No joke, Hawk. Sure. Like, it genuinely has to kill them up there.
Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Someone had said to Moeller at the end, you know, we'll find out when and who the competition is. Somebody says the Stanley Cup final will begin either June 4th or 7th. I am aware of that. So it depends on the outcome of tonight. If the Oilers win tonight, this is what I'm told. And again, this is not official yet. But if the Oilers were to win tonight, and we know it'll be Florida and Edmonton, I believe the tournament, the finals, start next Wednesday, which is June 4th. If Dallas extends it tonight, whether they get to game seven or not, if Dallas extends it tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals, I believe, would start Saturday, June 7th. Panthers will be the road team against either opponent, I'm pretty certain.
Brad Marchand yesterday, by the way, in the locker room, quote, "We haven't accomplished anything yet." Man, I love
I don't know if you watched the post-game interview with him on the ice. The Panthers stuck around to wait for him to leave so that they could shoot the rubber rats at him.
Yeah, slap shot bunch of rats right at Marchand. The biggest rat.
It's our rat now.
Yeah, man. Man, I love that guy. Can't believe I ever doubted him, bro. Maybe my worst take ever.
Oh, trust me. Those those tweets will be shared mightily during the Stanley Cup final.
That screenshot lives forever.
I have tweeted out the same thing for the last 3 years.
All 3 years, yeah. And it's a banger every time.
For the third season in a row, the Stanley Cup goes through Sawgrass Mills Mall. And I put the alligator Sawgrass Mills entrance sign. This tweet every year does massive numbers.
Crazy.
People love that tweet. It's got 103,000 views right now. And it people love that tweet.
You think they'll change their parade route this year to go through Sunrise proper?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was actually thinking about that, and I don't want to do that because all that does is jinx stuff. But what would you do? Would you replicate what happened last year? I probably would. It was a pretty cool South Florida party. You do it on Fort Lauderdale Beach, and the Elbow Room is kind of the hub of activity. I kind of like that. I'm kind of down with that. I could envision a boat parade, too. That would be fun. That would be uniquely South Florida.
Just because they did it last year one way. But I don't know, there was a downpour, like it wasn't...
It did rain.
Yeah, it wasn't like what they had envisioned. So I don't know, I just wonder if the Panthers, will avoid the jinx, if the Panthers pull it off again.
You could do the indoor parade at Sawgrass. You start at Yellow Toucan,
mm-hmm.
and you wind through Sawgrass Mills Mall. You go past Brandsmart and Churromania.
Right.
You get to the Toomey Outlet. You buy luggage to drag through Sawgrass Mills while the parade is going on because that's paying homage to everything that Sawgrass Mills is all about.
Mandatory.
And then, of course, it ends at Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Maybe stop at Rainforest Cafe.
And books a million.
Sounds like a plan. Sign me up. Katie Engelson, we teased yesterday. Well, she had teased the Dairy Queen gate update.
Yep.
She told everybody yesterday, tune into Scripps for the pregame show, because the same crew that went to Dairy Queen prior to game two in Raleigh hit Dairy Queen Tuesday night prior to yesterday's game five. Here was her. I didn't get to watch it, Hawk, because
I watched it.
Okay,
because this was such my wheelhouse. Go ahead, share with everybody what everybody had.
I have the tweet, so correct me if I miss anything or if you can add anything. But she said Carter Verhaeghe told her during their pregame interview that it's usually Brad Marchand and Nate Schmidt who organized the Dairy Queen excursions. Other important notes, she adds, Schmidt has treated the group both times. Well done.
How much does Nate Schmidt make?
I was gonna say.
She said that last night, and I didn't look it up because I think we were eating dinner while I was watching. But I was like, man, I figured Brad Marchand would be the wealthiest. Maybe I'm incorrect.
Even Carter Verhaeghe, I'm not saying he's the highest paid member of the team, but he's paid pretty well.
And again, listen, you're treating it Dairy Queen for what are they getting? 8 blizzards.
I mean, Hawk, 8 blizzards here, 8 blizzards there. All of a sudden, Nate Schmidt put him down for 74 blizzards over the past month. I mean, that adds up, man.
I mean, what is that? $45?
Yeah, right. Bro, blizzards are like $9 now, man. Let's see. He's got 8 blizzards at 16 blizzards times 6. That's $100.
Wow. Nate Schmidt's career earnings, $39.6 million.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. For Nate Schmidt. That's crazy.
He's been in the league a long time. I mean, we just didn't know who he was. But
I'm not hating on Nate Schmidt. I'm saying Nate Schmidt has $39 million.
His salary here is $800,000.
What, this guy's been in the league 74 years? How long has this guy been playing in the NHL? Was he on the early '80s Islanders team?
So Vegas Golden Knights in 2019, he made $8.8 million.
Wow. Schmidt happens.
Great punctuation there. Excellent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marchand, according to Katie Engelson, is the biggest DQ advocate there is. Verhaeghe says he deserves a sponsorship deal. Agreed. Especially after last night. And Verhaeghe's order is the cookie dough blizzard.
Cookie dough blizzard is fire. I'm gonna agree with that. It's very good. I feel a little bad now that I had a Appel buy 4 of those blizzards for our last broadcast, the Amron Bank Arena. I never even paid him back.
Bro, Appel is on CBS. He's on Fox now. He's a national broadcaster. No problem. He's good. He's good for it. All right, I should note that there was some Dolphins news in the past hour, and it's some significant news, truthfully.
Yep.
Adam Schefter tweeted out that the Dolphins have had trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about Jonnu Smith. Those talks, he writes, came after Smith expressed an interest in reworking his contract that is scheduled to pay him $4.8 million this season, and with Jonnu seeking a new contract, Miami has sought a trade partner.
Can you imagine if the Dolphins trade Jonnu Smith straight up for Skylar Thompson?
Super Bowl. So what are the Steelers doing here? Because they don't have a quarterback. Like, you've seen all the controversy there.
They're waiting on Aaron Rodgers. It's going to happen.
You saw Terry Bradshaw just rip into Pittsburgh. Yeah. Who else was clowning on the Steelers? For entertaining
It's crazy that it's gone this long. It's crazy that it's gone this long. You want to play for us, play for us. You, like, tell us. You don't have to come to OTAs. You're Aaron Rodgers. But just, like, yeah, let us know.
So David Fiorenz covers a team for the Sun Sentinel. Here's what he tweets out. So as we get to turn the calendar to June, the Dolphins still need to trade Jalen Ramsey, to sign a veteran starting caliber cornerback, either trade Jonnu Smith or reach an agreement on a new contract. Training camp starts in late July.
All right. So it seems like a couple things on the honey-do list, and then you're good to go. Yeah. Win a Super Bowl.
17-0, right?
I'm having a tough time seeing otherwise, but, you know, keep both eyes open.
Show a little love to my FIU Panthers. I know you sent this to me, but I had seen it.
This?
FIU has 6 nationally televised games this season.
Are these like nationally, or is this like I got to find something that's in standard def? And
well, what are you doing there? I mean, they're not. If it's nationally televised, it's nationally televised.
I think there's gradations on nationally televised.
Well, like the first game, nationally televised, Big Ten Network. At Penn State, noon game. Nooner, right on the Big Ten Network. And they play UConn on CBS Sports Network.
Standard def.
They play Western Kentucky on ESPN. U.
Oh, all right.
ESPN.
I mean, that's got to be a Wednesday afternoon. That's got to be a Wednesday afternoon game if it's on ESPN.
Hawk, come on, man. Don't be disrespectful. It's a Tuesday. And it's on ESPNU, not ESPN. ESPNU.
That still exists? We're considering ESPNU a nationally televised game?
National network, Hawk. Don't know what else to tell you.
Who's working the FIU social media account? The same guy who's running the Washington Capitals email department? Yeah,
don't do this. Don't do this. What are we have to be less than 100 days until Miami plays Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
August 31st.
Yeah.
How many days until August 31st? 94 days. 94
How
days.
About right. That? How about that?
Damn. Tonight in the NBA, Pacers at the Knicks, game 5. Pacers can close out the Knicks on the road in Madison Square Garden.
The Knicks can keep it alive.
Do you see the over-under yet for Tyrese Halliburton?
I am not. Would you like to know?
Well, I've got it here because I have some numbers in front of me that perhaps could help you handicap this.
As I see, it's 21 and a half. That seems low to me.
21 and a half. That's what it's been throughout the entire playoffs. 21 and a half. But I read this. NBA StatMuse posted this. Halliburton in closeout games this postseason. They're 2-0, the Pacers. Closed out the Milwaukee Bucks when they had a chance. And then in the last round, who'd they close out in the last round? I'm forgetting now.
You know, I don't remember.
Milwaukee?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. damn, who the hell did they close out? The Cavs. How the hell did we forget that? The Cavs close them out as well in the first opportunity.
They're in the East?
Halliburton in those games is averaging 28.5 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, 8.5 assists per game. He's shooting 54% from the field, 40% from three.
Over 21.5. That seems like a no-brainer.
Closeout game in the Garden. People are questioning whether or not he's a superstar. He was voted the most overrated NBA player by his peers. And he has a chance, Hawk, on the biggest stage to go close out the Knicks and MSG. And they're only putting his over-under at 21.5? Book it.
I'm putting it in right now.
Let's go. I'll ride with you. And thank you very much. I owe you a big thank you because the Panthers go down 1-0 yesterday. Guess who bet Panthers money line?
Should have bet them when they were down 2-0.
Yeah, but my penis is not large enough to make that kind of bet.
Jimmy?
Can you confirm?
Not going to confirm that.
My two futures, so these are the buyout offers right now. I have the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, $100 at plus 500. So it's a $600 payout, 500 in winnings. The offer right now on the Hard Rock app is $310.91.
That's tough to turn down, man.
And I've got Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe at plus 1,500, a $50 bet. So the payout would be $800, $750 in winnings. The cash out offer is $223.53. If I could cash out $533, $534 right now on Bobrovsky and the Panthers, or I can let it ride and try to cash out $1,400 by the end of this series.
Are we afraid of Edmonton? Like, should we be afraid of Edmonton?
Well, not as much as I was. Who got hurt? Zach Hyman?
Zach Hyman, yeah.
But I mean, I want to see what happens tonight. Tonight, I'm actually going to watch that series. I haven't watched much Western Conference playoffs. Tonight, I'm watching that game. I mean, I'm already done. Below Deck, we finished that season finale. It's excellent.
Yeah. Great episode.
It was a great episode. It was a great season. Next season starts Monday. I'm right back in.
Hawk, what is, if I asked you right now to go to your Twitter and go to the For You trending section, what is the first story that has popped up there on that section
you're
of
not,
Twitter?
You're saying not the For You tweet. You're saying For You trending stories?
Trending stories. I would never recommend opening up the For You tab on Twitter, but the actual like trending, so you click on the little magnifying glass. Says today's news for you. What's the first story up there? Let's see how synced up our algorithms are.
Mine is GX3 AI.
Well, mine is Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap.
Tell you what, a big Sweeney fan. I'm not certain I would pay a premium for that soap just because it contains her bathwater.
Huh.
And I'm into this Caitlin Krems.
Okay.
Sweeney's number 10 on my trending stories.
Number 10. Wow. That far down.
Yeah. Huh. You know who? So I've got GX3AI number 1, Hawaii number 2.
Yeah.
What's going on in Hawaii?
I've got Hawaii up there also. I don't know. I have not clicked on it. I would figure it'd just be a Lilo and Stitch story.
I've got Jonnu Smith, number 3.
Jonnu Smith is number 4 for me.
I've got GFNO on Steam Deck, number 4.
Yeah, we've got the same algorithm, brother.
This is because I see like these iShow Speed tweets or something. Like, what? I don't even know what any of this stuff is.
Yeah, me neither.
Braves, number 5. Romano, number 6. Fabrizio Romano.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody knows who that guy is?
Yeah, he's like a huge soccer reporter, worldwide soccer reporter from Italy.
Yeah, what's going on with my algorithm here?
That's because Angel Di Maria has signed with Rosario Central. He was supposed to come play with Inter Miami. That was the big report. Angel Di Maria could come team up with Messi. He's from Argentina. They had played together in the past. But instead, he's going to go finish out his career with his boyhood club, Rosario Central, in Argentina.
I'm just looking through here. None of this For You stuff is too interesting to me.
I was certain you and I would be in lockstep with Sydney Sweeney's new line of soap. I actually purchased that brand of soap about a month ago.
Dr. Squatch?
Dr. Squatch, because of Sidney Sweeney. I'm not going to lie. Like, the marketing, it targets guys like me, and they got me, man.
DJ's got it in college. I've seen it in his bathroom at University of Tampa. He's got that Dr. Squatch.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're going to see the Sidney Sweeney one very shortly. Your weather from the Desmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Another scorcher in South Florida. It's like 85 degrees right now. Feels like it's 90 plus. That is your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're celebrating a Panthers trip to their third Stanley Cup final. Cheetah Pompano talking about a hockey or a basketball game to watch tonight. Cheetah Pompano, great spot. HD TVs throughout the club. VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Got all the playoff action tonight, and then whenever everything else gets rolling, you'll watch it at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano, they've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day, happy hour specials till 6, and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Cheetah Palm Beach, they've got a champagne Sunday brunch party, the most fun brunch in the Palm Beaches. That's on Sundays. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well, and you can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a little Spice Girls. What do we owe Spice Girls music?
Today is Mel B's birthday.
Oh, you know what? I think Mel B, is she a judge again on America's Got Talent?
I don't know if she's again, but I know for sure she was in the past.
Right. I think she's back this year. But as an aside, forget about Mel B. Do you know who appeared on America's Got Talent and got the X's during the, you know, the first time in front of the judges, and if X enough that they're not even allowed to continue?
Three X's, you have to stop your performance, the chairs turn around. I have no idea. I haven't watched America's Got Talent in
years. Friend of the show.
This show. Friend of the show. Aronde Gadsden.
What would Aronde do on America's Got Talent?
Pie eating contest. Now, I genuinely have no idea.
I just happened to see this yesterday. I should have bookmarked it so I could find it. Badlands Booker.
Wow. That's awesome. So he chugged.
So he's chugging drinks, and then his like finale, the final one, was a big tub of hot sauce.
Oh.
And the female judges were disgusted.
Of course.
And so he got like one or two X's real quick. And Simon Cowell was trying to fight off one of the X's from someone else. And he got like disqualified. Let's see if I can find this. Yeah, Badlands Booker, our friend.
Damn, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Wow, Howie Mandel still on the show?
Yes.
He's wearing sunglasses. I'm looking at it right now. He's wearing sunglasses inside, Hawk. How do you feel about that?
He's always got that look going. We got you, Howie. You're super cool. You got the little soul patch. We
should bring on Badlands. Ask him about being on.
I was thinking about it. I just thought of it when he started playing the Spice Girl song, and then it, you know, jogged something in my memory that I saw that the other night. Did you see also, you know, I haven't watched America's Got Talent in a million years. DJ and Laura used to watch it together. That was like the mother-son show. Did you see that they made this big deal the other day about Jeff Probst announcing the Survivor 50 contestants?
Yeah.
They're on the 50th season of Survivor. I don't think I've watched Survivor since season 2. Were you even alive for season 1?
I don't know. But, Hawk, and I know this is going to anger you, and over the past couple days I have angered you by admitting I've never watched any of the Rocky movies, never been to Sawgrass Mills.
What angers me most is you not going to Sawgrass Mills Mall, only because not necessarily that you haven't been there, your rationale that it's any other mall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Dolphin Mall. I have never watched an episode of Survivor. I know what the show's about. I've seen clips on social media. I have never watched an episode of Survivor.
That show, season 1, was so incredible. I mean, incredible. I believe it debuted after the Super Bowl, either season 1 or season 2. And that's back when the Super Bowl, like whatever came on after it, everyone watched.
Right.
Because there weren't a million channels. And there was, like, once the Super Bowl postgame coverage was done, like, that was it. Like, there was, like, you watched whatever was on that channel. And now they just throw, like, an Equalizer rerun after the Super Bowl. Like, it's no big deal at all. But Survivor was either season 1 or season 2 was after the Super Bowl. That show, I remember, because that's another guy. It's like Jeff Probst. All right, we got you. Okay, you're going to wear the khaki shirt and the sleeves are, like, rolled up to here. You know, and it's, and you know, okay, you're 68 years old, you look 40 for whatever reason, and you're still doing the thing with the tiki torches.
So that's what he's done his entire career? He's just been the host of Survivor now?
Well, yeah, I mean, now, I remember years ago he was the host of Rock and Roll Jeopardy. How much do you think Jeff Probst makes per season?
I'd have to say north of a milli, right?
Oh, north of a milli for sure. $8 million per season.
Damn. To what? Hang around tiki torches and wear shirts that are a little too tight on him. He buttons up the first three.
He's 63 years old.
Does he wear
shirts are too tight?
Does he wear a shark necklace? You know, like the necklace
like,
with the shark
tooth?
Yeah,
he's like a puka necklace guy.
Oh, the
like
worst,
something along
man.
Those lines.
Yeah, big Hollister guy, I bet, in like 2005.
Yeah, Jeff Probst, man. Hey, God bless you. But, like, do people still watch that show religiously?
So I'm looking it up right now, Hawk. Episode 1 of Survivor was May 31st, 2000. So that's 25 years of Survivor. They've had 48 seasons of Survivor, over 700 episodes.
Crazy. Oh, he had a talk show. Yeah, a syndicated talk show, the Jeff Probst Show. Yeah, I can't imagine why that didn't last.
I'm looking at a picture of him from like a decade ago. He looks a lot better now. He's got to be doing one of these.
I'm telling you, he's all jacked up at 63. Yeah. He looks young. He's got a great head of hair.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy it, but.
Now, all these Hollywood actors, where are they going? To Turkey to get their hair done?
Like, they're all in Turkey.
Yeah.
And by the
yeah.
way, if you're flying to Turkey for the hair, don't stand up before the plane pulls to the gate.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get fined.
Because you're saving a lot of money on the hair, but you're going to spend it all on the fines. Somebody says, where is Rob Pizzola? And where did he find the no home run bet for Mervis? Pizzola, he takes a lot of time off from us when it's not football season. He came on with us to talk a little Panthers, Maple Leafs early in round 2. He found, because I could never find a no Mervis home run bet, but he's a professional gambler. So he's got a million different sports books that he uses, offshore books. And so you can find, like, Hard Rock app is going to have someone to do something. They're very rarely going to have minus 650 for someone not to hit a home run. So, but he'll be back on with us during football season. The Marlins play today? Or are they off?
They're off today. They open up a three-game set tomorrow. They host the San Francisco Giants, 7:10 p.m.
What's going on with this Mervis guy?
We can't get taken out of the lineup today.
Pacers are four-point dogs tonight in New York, huh?
I believe Kat is still questionable for the game tonight.
And Oilers and Stars. Dallas is a minus 130 favorite over Edmonton tonight. Edmonton plus 110.
The Stars stink, bro. I've watched a couple of those games. Dallas sucks. No, seriously, Hawk. Dallas sucks. I was hoping Dallas would win that series. Cats would have.
That series is not over.
That series is done, man. Dallas, I'm telling you, Hawk, right now. Take it from me, okay? Been watching hockey, I don't know, last couple months. Dallas sucks.
That's a great text. Hawk, you're such a little sheep. Never in my life, on principle, have I ever watched anything they've tried to shove down my throat immediately after the Super Bowl. You know that makes you such a sheep, sir? You're so worried about someone saying, hey, this is a show worthy of watching, that you have to line up, no matter whether the show is good or not, appeals to you or not, I can't watch it after I watched the most commercial football game of the season, the Super Bowl.
So are you going to watch Survivor season 49?
Nah. I watched the first two seasons of Survivor. I watched the first season of Big Brother. I've never seen an episode of The Amazing Race. Trying to think of some of the other ones that are in the kind of that genre.
Fear Factor. You ever watch Fear Factor?
Used to love Fear Factor.
Oh, I love Fear Factor.
Loved Fear Factor. Fear is not a factor for you. Let's give that to DBJ this year.
Here's the last thing I have written down for DBJ, other than Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Two Utes.
Mm. Another movie, because yesterday you said Purple Rain. Okay. Soundtrack was fair.
Yeah.
You didn't love My Cousin Vinny.
No, I thought My Cousin Vinny was a good movie. I did. I thought
literally one of the best movies ever made.
But see, this is what happens where you like something and you make it the greatest thing ever. And
that's right.
It's just not. Like, My Cousin Vinny is a good, I think it's a great movie. I genuinely do. But I wouldn't put it in my top five or top 10 movies of all time. Like, it doesn't belong in that conversation. It just doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Great. All right, movie. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha. Thank you, Jimmy. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get you caught up on headlines and continue celebrating our Florida Panthers. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.